弟兄姐妹平安。Good morning, brothers and sisters. We're going to take a look at today's passage, and we're going to read it together before we begin. It's fantastic to be able to be together on this Mother's Day.
我们先开始来读今天的经文，很高兴我们可以这样来开始我们今天母亲节。
If those who can read English, will read the English together with me. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God is timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. We'll read it also in Chinese.
我们一起来念中文。奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你们，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。想到你心里无畏自信，这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲有离基心里的，我深信也在你的心里，为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑望起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning as we come before you in the Word.
天父，我们今天早上到你面前来感谢你。
We thank you again for all the mothers in our church.
我们为我们教会当中所有的母亲再次感谢你。
And we pray that we can continue to be a faithful witness to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告，我们可以继续做你忠心的见证。
May we take joy together as we celebrate the life of all of our mothers as well as the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为着来庆祝我们所有的母亲以及我们在主里的喜乐。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为这一切祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, again, happy Mother's Day.
弟兄姊妹们，又一次母亲节快乐。
I know many of you have not gotten to this point very easily.
我们知道你走到今天不容易。
But this is a very special Mother's Day because it's the first one that my wife and I can enjoy together.
今天很特别，是欧姆斯和他的妻子第一次过母亲节。
And so we're right at the beginning of this journey.
我们开始这样一个旅程的时候。
And though we've ministered together with many mothers and with many families for many years,
我们也跟很多的家庭很多的母亲一起侍奉。
It really is true, going through it yourself is a whole different experience.
但是这样子真的是像开始一个完全不同的经历。
But I want to wish my wife a happy Mother's Day.
我们是希望她的太太有一个很快乐的母亲节。
And I can't wait for several more weeks when it's Father's Day. I realize on Father's Day we don't have a joint worship.
我们是说她等不及过几个星期要过父亲节，当然父亲节我们好像不是合并的这个崇拜。
But what a joy it is to be a family.
但是真的是作为一个家庭，我们非常喜乐。
I once had the privilege of asking a mother of three children this question before I had my baby.
在我有孩子之前，我曾经问过一个有三个孩子的母亲这样一个问题。
If you had to do it all over again, would you have children?
如果从头来，你还想要孩子吗？
And she said this to me.
她这样回答。
Yes, but not the same ones.
她说我要，但是我希望孩子是不同的。
We get who we have, and we're called by Christ to make the best for His glory.
我们得到这我们的这些孩子，但是因着主的呼召，我们真是让他们成为最好，为了神的荣耀。
And the truth is, there are no perfect people. Hence, there's no perfect children.
但是真相是没有完美的人，所以也没有完美的孩子。
But the great wonder for a parent is to be able to see firsthand the transformation and the change that is possible.
但是呢，极大的奇妙，作为父母就是真的是能够亲身去经历你的孩子的成长和转变。
First in ourselves, and then in the life of our children.
我们自己然后是我们孩子们的生命。
And so on this Mother's Day,I'm approaching it from a slightly different perspective as a father now.
这个母亲节我要传讲信息稍微有点不同，因为我现在是一个父亲了。
And we want to share in the joy of all the godly sisters who have invested their lives for their kids.
我们就可以来分享主里我们这么多弟兄姊妹，他们真的是为着主投入了他们的生命。
And whether you have children by childbirth,or through adoption, or even through nurturing those spiritually. So even though you may not have children yourself, you are blessed with many spiritual children.
无论是生育还是领养，或者是因为爱和福音的缘故，你有很多属灵的儿女，即使你自己没有孩子，你也可能有很多属灵的子女。
We truly can say Happy Mother's Day.
这样我们就可以真的说母亲节快乐。
One of the things in the church is we can say with our whole heart that as a church family, there are no widows who I'm describing as those who have no family members. There are no orphans as I'm describing those who have no parents here within the church.
在我们这个教会家庭里，我们真的是可以深情地说，我们没有鳏寡，就是没有家庭的成人，或者也没有孤儿，就是没有父母的孩子。
It is reality in the church that there are no people who struggle alone. At least that's the ideal.
事实上，在我们教会里面，真的是没有哪一个人他孤独的挣扎。
And so within the church family, we strive to see spiritual mothers and spiritual fathers to the parentless in the name of Jesus Christ.
在教会家庭里，我们努力的看到这个在弟兄姊妹在耶稣的名里成为属灵的父母。
In fact, every adult has the opportunity as well as the responsibility to become a spiritual parent to everyone in the church.
每一个成人真的是都有机会成为在教会里面成为属灵的这个像对待自己孩子一样去帮助这些年幼的。
Be able to reach out to those younger Christians.And to be able to welcome them as their own.
去帮助这些基督徒成长，让他们成为自己家里的一员。
Oftentimes we ask the question, what exactly is family?
我们经常会问，到底什么是家庭呢？
Even as you look at your own family, there may be so many different personalities and different people.
即使你看你自己家里，真的是每个人个性都很不一样。
But there's a bigger story that ties everyone together.
但是有那样一个中心的故事把我们都绑到一起。
In our family's case, it's by blood or by our DNA.
在我们家里的状况有可能就是你的血缘、你的基因。
But in the church, it's our tied together because of the Holy Spirit.
但是在教会里是因为我们因着圣灵的缘故我们连接到一起。
We're related by the Spirit and not by blood.
我们真的是有这样一个亲缘是因为圣灵而不是血缘。
Actually, I take that back. We are related by blood, but by the blood of Jesus Christ.
但是刚才这句话有应该是说我们是因为血缘是因为基督耶稣的血。
And so this is the great call for the Christian church that to be the family for those who have no family.
这是一个呼召真的是我们基督的家庭就是为那些没有家庭的。
and to live out His love until Jesus returns and He changes and makes the world perfect again.
所以我们就活出他的爱，直到耶稣基督再来，这样这个世界就再一次可以完美。
So as we celebrate Mother's Day, it's more for us than a day of giving cards or flowers or having dinner together with our moms.
我们庆祝母亲节，这不但是一个送出卡片、鲜花，或者是招待妈妈吃一顿晚饭的日子。
Which are important, so be sure to do that.
但这个也很重要，所以大家记得要去做。
We understand mothers in a very special way.
我们知道母亲是非常特别的。
And we understand God in a very unique way because of God loving mothers.
我们因为这个上帝对母亲的爱，我们真的是有对神有一个特别的认识。
Who do their best to live out Jesus Christ.
因为母亲们，她们真的是竭力活出主最好。
And so this morning we see two things about what this Bible tells us about mothers.
今天早上我们要来看两点，就是圣经里告诉我们关于母亲。
Very simple, mothers are a blessing from God.
很简单，第一个是母亲是来自上帝的祝福。
And godly mothers point us to Jesus Christ.
属神的母亲叫我们指向耶稣。
That's one of the most important things that we see mothers are uniquely able to share with us.
这真的是我们所能看见，这个作为母亲，他们真的是特别的跟我们能够分享到的。
And here's our theme for this morning.
下面是我们要看，今天早上要看的。
One more slide, please. Here's our theme. Christian mothers are being used by the Lord to plant spiritual seeds that the Holy Spirit has used to bring many to Christ.
基督徒的母亲们是被主使用，撒下属灵的种子，圣灵借此带领许多人归向基督。
One of the key joys of a Christian parent is to see their children fully and joyfully be in Jesus.
作为真的基督徒的父母，一个极大的喜乐就是看到他的孩子真是活在基督里。
Truthfully, it's one of the only eternal things that we're able to pass on to our children.
实际上这是真的是唯一的我们可以传承下去的永恒的东西。
It's the only eternal joy that we can leave with them.
这是唯一的永恒的喜乐。
So, what are some biblical principles that can be lived out that can capture the spiritual heart of our children?
那有哪些圣经的原则我们可以活出来，这样可以打开你孩子属灵的心呢？
As we celebrate mothers this morning, how can we together see how mothers are unique in blessing the Christian family?
我们今天早上一起庆祝这个母亲节的时候，就让我们来看见这个作为母亲他们是怎么样特别的可以来祝福孩子们。
Now, Timothy, who we see in 2 Timothy that we just read,
提摩太，就是我们刚刚在提摩太后书看到的，
is a third generation Christian, not only by ancestry, but we see him actively living out his faith.
他已经是第三代的基督徒，不只是这个家族门第，他是真正的把他的信仰这样活出来。
Paul says it's from his grandmother to his mother and now to him.
保罗说从他的外祖母到他的母亲然后到他。
Here we see him involved in ministry at the church of Ephesus.
我们看到他就是参与很多以弗所的事工。
And he's receiving counsel from the apostle Paul who is nearing the end of his life.
那个时候保罗已经接近他人生的终点，但提摩太接受了他许多的教诲。
And Paul was greatly moved by Timothy's example.
保罗他本人也被提摩太的这个事迹真的深深的感动。
I believe for this old man and who has seen many years of ministry, recalls as he looks at Timothy, sees his grandmother as well as his mother.
保罗经过这么多年的侍奉，真的是当他看到提摩太的时候，他就会想到他的外祖母，他的母亲。
I look forward to one time.Sometime in the future, to be able to see some of our young people with us and to be able to say, hey, you remind me of your mother.
我也想就将来某一天，当我看见你们当中这些年轻的时候，就会说，哎，你让我想起你的妈妈。
Paul charges Timothy with the words that he most likely told Lois and Eunice as well.
保罗托付给提摩太的一定像他当初告诉罗以和友利基的
Fan into flame the gift of God with power, love, and self-discipline.
将神所给的恩赐如火挑旺用刚强仁爱谨守的心
And so our desire is to be able to raise up children who love the Lord.
我们的盼望就是把我们的孩子抚养出来他们爱主
And God's word has many instructions on how to live in such a way that enables our children to enjoy the abundant life that is promised by God.
神的话充满了各式各样的教导告诉我们怎么样可以让我们的儿女在基督里得到所应许的丰盛的生命
Now I only have time to address two of these but it gets us thinking about how to be faithful mothers and fathers
今天虽然我只有时间讲两点但是可以让我们来思考我们怎么样做一个有影响力的母亲以及有影响力的父亲
How we can be parents of influence
我们就是有影响力的父母
So to influential mothers who want to capture the hearts of their children for Christ, take to heart what is written in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3-5.
对于那些盼望为基督可以抓住儿女心的这个母亲们，我们看腓立比书二章三到五节。
English speakers, please read with me. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests,But each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset of Christ Jesus.
中文我们一起念。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以耶稣的心为心。
Amen.
Amen.
That is not easy.
那很不容易。
I've seen many mothers live out their life like this.
但我眼见许多的母亲就是这样活出来的。
So that brings us to our first point.
这样我们就看我们第一点。
The best thing a mother can do for her children and family is to let the humility of Christ Jesus flow in and through her.
一个母亲能为她孩子和家庭做的最好的一件事就是让基督的谦卑流入她并从他流出。
It's like having a front row seat before Jesus.
就像在基督面前坐在第一排。
And by seeing it lived out,
我们说活出来。
Our children will come to understand what Christ-like humility means, and that it's not timid, but demands great character.
我们的孩子们就会明白基督的谦卑不是提心吊胆，而是品格高尚。
Just because we're humble does not mean we're timid.
我们虽然谦卑，但并不意味着我们就胆怯。
And we know that true humility takes great strength.
因为我们知道真正的谦卑需要极大的力量。
Great power and self-discipline.
极大的力量和自制。
Because there's a lot of difficult choices we make for our sake and for our children.
因为为着我们自己和孩子们的缘故我们要做很多艰难的选择。
And so it begins with mom and Christ, wrestling and being molded in the likeness of Christ.
因为随着母亲和基督，我们揉到一起，真的是成为基督的模样。
And for a mother who has embraced this teaching from the Lord and applies it in the raising of her children, understand the principle of sacrificial living.
基督徒母亲他们可以拥抱主的这样的教导就把这个原则应用到养育儿女就会真正懂得牺牲生命的喜乐
She's been taught by the Lord the difference between working to get ahead in life versus working for the good of the family especially for the children's eternal futures
主就会一直教导努力去分清在生活上成功让家庭更好和这个为了儿女的永恒的未来使家庭更好的区别
This Christian mother will train and equip and care for herself in a way that benefits the family
就为了这个家庭的益处这个母亲就用各样的方式来训练装备自己
She keeps herself alert and ready to to always be able to do the work that the Lord has laid before her.
就随时保持警觉，预备好做神摆在她面前的工。
And I'm learning this myself, that whenever we are in front of our children, we are always giving a testimony, aren't we?
我真的就慢慢的学会，当孩子每天在面前的时候，你就在不断的做见证。
I think, well, that's one of the biggest differences of being single versus being married. You always have an audience.
单身跟结婚以后不同的就是，你结婚以后你就永远有一个观众。
Next slide, please. A mother will ask herself this important question.
一个母亲就会问她自己这个重要的问题。
Will these things that I or my children are involved in, do they help our children see more of Jesus, or do they just keep us more busy and away from the things of God?
我或我的孩子所参与的这些事情可以帮助他们更认识耶稣呢？还是这些事情会让我们太忙，以至于没有时间做主的工？
Your answer will lay down the spiritual foundation of your children.
你的答案是你孩子灵命的基础。
Many mothers have given up much to display sacrificial love.
很多母亲付出很多，她们真的是展现那种牺牲的爱。
Doing what is necessary to ensure her children are brought up in the faith, just as Timothy's mother and grandmother have.
就像当初提摩太的母亲和外祖母那样，真的是无论需要什么，就是要确保孩子在信心当中成长。
So mothers are definitely a blessing from God.
所以母亲绝对是神给我们的祝福。
And the strength of humility is a beautiful thing.
所以谦卑的力量真的是太完美。
Like gardening, there is a seed that needs to be planted into the fertile ground.
就像你种菜的时候，你要首先把那个种子种到地里。
And when the shoots begin to grow, it's oftentimes important to put some support, right, to help those plants stand up.
当那个菜树开始发芽的时候，就常常需要用一些支架，可以让这个菜苗长得比较茁壮。
Here's the second fantastic thing about mothers.
所以这就是母亲的第二点。
Christian mothers are also supportive in helping their children truly embrace their God-given life.
基督徒的母亲也帮助他们的孩子真正活出上帝所给的生命。
We'll take a look at another scripture passage, this time from Proverbs.
看一下箴言。
Proverbs 15 verse 4, if you'll read with me. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit.
箴言15章4节，我们一起念。温良的舌是生命树，乖谬的嘴使人心碎。
Another modern Bible translation puts it this way, kind words bring life, but cruel words crush the spirit.
那个新译本是这样翻译的，就是良善的话带来生命，但是残酷的话会压制生命。
When I was doing college ministry several years ago at the University of Pennsylvania,
几年前我在宾大做学生事工。
At the end of the school year, much like this, we would go and knock on doors in the dorm rooms to see and check up on students to make sure they're okay.
在那个学期结束的时候，就像我们现在这个阶段，我们就去宿舍里挨个敲门，拜访那些学生，看看他们怎么样。
We want to see if they're eating and they're bathing and studying well.
看他们吃的也还好，又还在学习等等。
But we also want to see what their summer plans are.
我们也想看他的暑期计划如何。
Now one young woman, a first year student from California, looked at my friend and I nervously as we had went to her door.
有一个年轻的女同学从加州来上一年级。我们去到他门口的时候，他看着我们，觉得他非常紧张，看起来。
What are you doing for break?
你要做什么
？And she told us, "Well, I haven't quite found anything yet."
他就说，我真的还不知道呢。
I'm still trying to find some place to stay," she told us.
他还说，我还在找个住的地方。
My friend asked, "Why don't you want to go back to California with your family?" Because it's a lot warmer than it is here.
然后我朋友还说，你是不是想要回加州去啊？因为你家那边也暖和一些。
Not really, she said.
说不是真的很想。
Now we spent some more time to listen to her story.
所以我们就花了一点时间跟她多待一会儿，听听她。
She was an only child living with her mother.
她是个独生女，跟她妈妈一起住。
Her father was, for the most part, overseas running the business in mainland China as well as in Taiwan.
她爸爸大部分时间都在海外做生意，主要在大陆或者台湾。
So for the most part, it was her and her mother.
所以主要就她跟她妈妈一起住。
And the student told us,My mom is a bird in a golden cage.
这个同学他就告诉我们说，他妈妈其实就像一个金丝笼里的鸟。
They had a big place, beautiful gardens, a lot of people cutting the lawn and making everything look beautiful.
他们住一个很大的房子，很漂亮的花园，有工人在那里，真的是帮他们伺候，看起来很漂亮。
But the mom was not allowed to work, nor was she able to have a car.
在家里，但是不让这个妈妈出去工作，也不让她开车。
And so most of the time, she would just go and spend time with a small group of Taiwanese women. You may know some people like this, in very similar situations.
她所以就大部分时间就跟其他类似情况的一些台湾来的妈妈，就在一起。就是你们大概也都知道这样的情形。
And she told us that for her mom, it was all about appearances.
她说。对她妈妈来说，可能一切都是关于面子。
They would come together, and all they would talk about is who did what, who has this, who has the bigger whatever.
他们那群人在一起的时候，谈论的就是谁有什么，又做了什么。
The student told us that she didn't want to go back home because she only heard one thing every time she went back home.
这个同学还说，她每次回去，其实她不想回去，就因为她每次回去就听到一件事情。
Not only did she find her mom's life distasteful, she always heard this from her.
她不但觉得她妈妈的生活很没有意思，很没有意义，而且她还总是听到这么一句话。
Dear, are you ready to go get that double eyelid surgery now?
她妈妈就会说，女儿，你准备好要去割个双眼皮那个手术了吗？美容手术。
Back in the turn of the century, early 2000s, very popular surgery. Still very popular now.
一些年前曾经是很流行的手术，而现在可能还有点流行。
And over and over again, for at least the last 2 years of high school, she kept on hearing her mom ask her this.
高中的后两年，她真的是她妈妈就一遍一遍这么跟她说。
The student told us again, her mom never thought that she was pretty enough.
这个学生说，他妈妈真的觉得她不够漂亮。
She didn't look like the Taiwanese or Korean actresses that she always saw on TV.
因为她长得不像那个电视上经常看到的台湾、韩国明星的样子。
In her case, her face was a little rounder. Her nose was a little flatter.
因为觉得她脸太圆了，鼻子又不挺。
She wasn't really thin, but she wasn't fat, but she wasn't petite.
她虽然并不胖，可她妈妈觉得她真的是不够苗条。
And so these words haunted her every time she heard them.
所以真的是这些话真的是就这么追随着她，每次她听到就是你不够漂亮。
Now the student was very very happy to go all the way to the other side of the country to go to University of Pennsylvania to get away from that.
所以这个学生他来上这个宾大，真的是从西海岸到东海岸这么远。她非常的高兴，因为她可以离开家。
But she told us this. She also knew that the only reason her mom allowed her to go was not because she got into the Wharton undergraduate program.
她还说，她其实她知道她妈妈让她来这儿上学，其实不是因为沃顿这个名校的名气。
But maybe because that if she's with some smart guys for the next 4 years, maybe one of them will fall in love with her and she'll get married.
她妈妈其实是想说，她去那里跟那些聪明的男孩一起四年，说不定哪一个会喜欢上她。
I'm just not pretty enough for her.
我真的是对她妈妈的眼，在她妈妈眼里永远都是不够漂亮。
Talk about crushing the spirit within her.
真的是她的心就是这样的被破碎。
Over the next 3 years, we did our best and surrounded her with a loving community.
在那后面三年多时间，我们真的是就接纳他在我们这个爱的团契里面。
We taught, we read, we cried together about how God loved her and made her special.
我们一起读经，我们教导她，一起痛哭，可以让她认识神怎么看她。
And to help her learn how to see her the way God saw her, not how others or her mother saw her.
帮助她认识她，神怎么样看待她，而不是别人，包括她的妈妈怎么看待她。
What a different life she would have had if her mother had done the same much earlier.
如果她妈妈在很早之前就这样做，她的生命该会多么的不同呢？
Now I'm not saying that we're perfect again.
并不是说我们要完美。
But the most important thing is for us to realize that we're not perfect and that there is a perfect one for us to follow.
更重要的是我们认识到我们不完美，但是那里有一个完美的一位，就是天父。
And so my observation is that a Christian mother must surrender to the Holy Spirit prompting her to say encouraging words.
所以一个基督徒的母亲就必须顺服圣灵的提醒，使自己在言语上可以激励人。
If we take a look at Scripture, we see how much that the Bible recognizes that there is imperfections in this world.
你看看圣经上有多少地方告诉我们这个世界上有许多的不完美。
That there are scary things in this world.
有些很令人恐惧的东西。
That we ourselves are products of good as well as bad experiences in our life.
我们自己其实就是我们生命当中那些有的好的有的坏的经历的一个产品。
And so in our own strength, we try to figure out everything within us and raise our children that way.
我们就凭我们自己的力量试图去分析找出我们怎么样抚养我们的孩子。
But what we need to do is to surrender ourselves.
但我们真正需要的就是把我们顺服在圣灵里面。
And to allow the Holy Spirit to change us as we're speaking.
这样圣灵就是在我们讲话的时候可以改变我们。
It doesn't come naturally.
这个不是自然就能得到的。
Kids can be ruthless, and they can hear words from other kids that just tear them down.
小孩子有时讲话就是非常的不留情，所以我们的孩子有时候会因为其他孩子的话受伤害。
And advice, like we oftentimes hear in American culture, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you.
有些教导就在美国有时候说，棍棒石头也许会伤你，但是言语永远伤不到你。
Anyone in grade school will tell you that broken bones heal much faster than a broken heart.
就是上小学的小孩子都会告诉你，骨头受伤其实好起来比心灵受伤要好得快得多。
And so we may, out of our natural tendency, say things to try to push our children to do better.
我们所以就总有一种趋势，就是说我们想说一些事情来促使我们的孩子做得更好。
Or instinctively draw from our past and treat our children the same way.
我们就真的是从我们过去的经验当中抓出来，来试图让我们的孩子也这样子。
And we're so afraid that our children will experience bad things and be broken.
我们就很担心孩子有一些很不好的经历，以至于就是变得很破碎。
But let me remind you what Scripture says.
但是我想提醒你，圣经是怎么说的
？That while children may be fragile, God did not make them weak.
孩子们也许很脆弱，但是神并没有使他们软弱。
What I mean is that they can certainly be broken by all the things around them. You know, broken down inside, their hearts cry out, they hurt, they try to hide.
也就是孩子们有可能会受伤，他们真的是会哭泣，会躲藏，因为他们周围所发生的事情。
But God has given us the capacity for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ and are indwelt by the Spirit of God to overcome and to heal from anything this world can throw at us.
但是我们信耶稣的，因为有圣灵住在我们里面，我们真的是就神给我们这样的能力，我们可以胜过在这世上种种的困难。
And it's not human words or human wisdom, but biblical wisdom and God's words.
这不是人的智慧，人的言语，这是圣经的智慧和神的话语。
Only those things will truly lift a person up.
只有这些 才可以真的是把我们这样提升起来。
And so mothers who are under the control of the Holy Spirit will see failure as opportunities to heal.
顺服圣灵带领的母亲就会把这些失败看作是用言语来医治的机会。
There are a lot of things in this world, like I said, that are going to cause your children to realize that they're not the center of the universe.
很多事情就会让孩子们认识到他们不是这个世界的中心。
That they will not measure up to everyone's standards.
他们也不可能真的是达到每个人的标准。
And they're going to realize that they have a lot of maturing that they need to do before they actually can achieve what God has for them down the road.
他们也认识到他们要变得更加的成熟才能成就神在他们生命当中所预备的。
And it's in those moments they need to hear words of support from mom.
这样的时候就是他们特别需要这个母亲激励的话语。
Christian mothers take the time to tell their children who they can be in Christ.
基督徒的母亲就在这样的时候可以告诉他们他们在基督里可以成为什么样的人。
That every child of God has spiritual gifts and that God will use them to do great and amazing things that will endure forever.
每一个神的儿女都有圣灵所赐的恩赐以至于他们可以与主同工来成就永恒的事情。
In my time in ministry, I've seen this to be so true. There is no greater feeling than seeing our children discover their spiritual gifts and watch the Lord mature those gifts for His glory.
在我的侍奉当中，我真的是看到这一点，就是我们的孩子能够认识到他们的圣灵恩赐，并且主使这些恩赐的使用日趋成熟，就没有比这更令人满足的了。
My child will have an impact for all of eternity.
我们的孩子对我们的永恒有极大的影响。
And when children find their identity in Christ, what He has called them to do, they overcome the anxiety and the frustrations that can come with trying to measure up to other people's expectations.
当孩子们认识到他们在基督里的身份，看到主召他们所要来做的，他们就可以克服那种为了满足他人的标准，所带来的那样的忧虑和挫折感。
And they'll be able to overcome even when we as parents place our expectations on them.
他们也可以克服由于我们做父母对他们的要求所带来的那些忧虑。
I've shared this before, but my own mother's words before I left college still speak very clearly to me.
我以前也分享过，就是我大学毕业之前，我的妈妈跟我分享的。
As long as you fear God more than you fear me,I have nothing to fear once you leave this home.
只要你怕上帝比怕我要多，那你离家的时候我就什么都不怕了。
My mother gave me the greatest support of all.
妈妈真的是，这是她给我最大的支持。
Let's close our time together. Mothers who raised their children just as Timothy's mom and grandmother did.
我们知道母亲们照顾提摩太，就像照顾我们，就像提摩太的。母亲和外祖母一样
will certainly find God's Holy Spirit working in the lives of their children.
就会看到圣灵的工作在孩子的生命当中。
And those children will be moved by God and be given every opportunity to have that vibrant walk with Jesus Christ if they choose to.
这个每个孩子都会真的是有这样的机会，就是跟神建立关系。
Let me encourage us as parents.That every child must make up his own mind about his own relationship with Christ.
我要激励每一位母亲，孩子都必须为自己和基督的关系做一个决定。
Mothers will not be held accountable for the decisions made by their children.
做妈妈不会为孩子这样的决定负责任。
It is not your fault, whatever choice your child makes.
不管你孩子选什么。都不是你的错。
But what it says in Scripture that mothers that we will be accountable for how we live our life before our children.
但是神的话是这样子的，每一个母亲都要为自己如何在孩子面前活出这个信仰交灾。
We give them the opportunity.
我们要给他们这样的机会。
We entrust them to the Lord.
我们把他们托付给神。
When we can let them go instead of grabbing them tightly,
我们放手让他们去，而不是把他们紧紧地抓着。
We give them the room to really follow after our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们给他们自由空间，让他们真的去跟随耶稣。
Influential mothers know the joy and fulfillment that comes in rejoicing as well as mourning with their children.
一个有影响力的母亲就知道这样的喜乐是来自于跟孩子一同喜乐，一同悲伤。
They have the courage to biblically correct and to guide their kids.
也有勇气按照圣经的原则来教导，归正他孩子。
They're spontaneous in their teaching, taking every opportunity to show their children a truth about God.
随时都抓住机会可以教导孩子按神的话来思考。
There are many things that the Bible talks about, but today we talked about two.
圣经告诉我们很多的道理，但我们今天讲了两点。
Live out a life in humility before your children.
在孩子面前活出谦卑的式样。
Show them what it means to be a strong Christian.
真的是让他们看见一个强大的基督徒是什么样子。
And the second is to offer those supportive, encouraging words to help them to grow.
第二点就是真的是给你孩子激励的话。
Our children will face many battles that threaten their eternal souls.
我们孩子会面临很多挑战，威胁到他们永恒的灵魂。
Therefore, they need mothers of great spiritual influence.
所以他需要他们的妈妈们真的是有圣经来的影响。
Let's go to the last slide.The Bible holds a promise for all of us as we raise up our children well.
圣经给我们所有抚养孩子的这样的应许。
I, the Lord your God, will show my love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
出埃及记二十章六节，爱我、使我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
Mothers, in the power of the Holy Spirit, strive to hold on to the spiritual hearts of your children.
母亲们。愿你竭力保守圣灵所赐你儿女的心。
Thank you for having eternal influence on each one of us.
谢谢你们为我们带来这样永恒的影响。
感谢主。Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for being our Lord and our Savior.
天父，我们谢谢你做我们的主，做我们的救主。
And the joy of being a Christian.
给我们做基督徒的喜乐。
To call ourselves followers of Christ.
让我们成为耶稣的跟随者。
And so that we ourselves don't need to be big, but to be able to point out how big our God is.
我们就自己不用装得很大，而我们只是告诉神有多大。
Lord, thank you again for the mothers in our midst.
主啊，我们为着我们当中的母亲们，谢谢你。
We pray for wisdom and strength.
我们为着力量和智慧来祈祷。
We pray for great healing, great love.
我们为医治，为伟大的爱来祈祷。
And we know that as we focus on mothers on this Mother's Day,
我们知道当我们今天在母亲节，我们定睛在我们母亲身上的时候，
as our mothers are strong, so our families will be strong.
因为当我们母亲她强坚强，我们的家庭就坚强。
Lord, we thank you for our fathers.
主啊，我为我们的父亲们谢谢你。
And look forward to celebrating them next month.
我们期待着下一个月庆祝我们的父亲节。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.